You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliet Fromhold, your host from now until 11 o'clock. So very happy to be with you this evening. We have live music for you right off the bat. Really, really excited to have these guys back in the studio. It's been a little while since they've been here, so we'll catch up with them here in just a second and let you know how you can see them live. They've got quite a few shows coming up in June, some really awesome ones, some venue gigs, and some festival gigs. We'll learn more about that here in just a moment, but first, we're going to hear some live ones from Barstool Brown. Take it away, you guys.
Get a little high, get a little high. Work so hard just to get by. Good long, dear man. Shoot me up in the sky. So, 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 so high now. So high now. She's a mess, she's a wreck. Up against a wall, hanging by a neck. She's a wreck, she's a mess. Up and down the halls, hanging by a dress. Good long, dear man, bless me off in the sky. So, 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 so high now. So high now. So high now.
Called Get a Little High. That's going to be on a second album coming out. This is our next one here, a little country rock number called Bar Talk. This is for all you drunks in the bar out there that can't get out of it. stumbling so drunk I can't even walk and speak. And you know it cause you hit rock bottom when you run out of luck. Now it's hard staying sober, it's hard to stay drunk. And it's too damn cold in my heart and my soul. Living on this hard life I do. Yes, I'm too old to change the ways I know. I can't go start up new. And they called me on the telephone, said, will you open the show? Has the money and the time. Now many people you know need a bar tab and a yellow cap and a hooker in a hotel room. Cause it's horse ain't silver, why you sing her out into your tune? And it's too damn cold in my heart and in my soul. Living on this hard life I do. Yes, you're too old to change the ways you know. You can't go start up new. Come on. Still ain't cheap, it's always been free. I've been paying for it my whole life, so it seems. And you know it cause you hit a rock bottom, didn't you? And you run out of luck. Now it's all staying sober, and it's all to stay drunk. But it's food and go, my heart and in my soul. Living on this hard life I do. Yes, and I'm too old to change the ways I know. I can't go start up.
Barstool Brown live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome back, you guys.
Hey, we're glad to be here again.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So I just did a little searching. It's been nearly 3 years since y'all were last here. It was July of 2015.
I believe that.
When you made your Kaleidoscope debut. So catch us up a little bit. What's been going on with the band, at least, you know, in the earlier part of this year? What have you guys been up to?
Oh, well, a couple of southern tours, little bit of debut up north a little bit. We got a new drummer. Mr. John Roby also plays the Mac McKenzie Band and also the Pullouts. Still got our old drummer for some on-call stuff, depending on who's available. Haven't really put out a new album yet. We're going with a different kind of approach. I like to call it a visual EP. I find that more people watch videos than they do listen to all your songs. So rather than cranking out another 12 songs on a piece of plastic and trying to sell them for $5 or $10 or whatever you're going to do. We've been putting out one video at a time. We got two of them up now. We did them at the Moon Ranch Studios in Huber Heights, a.k.a. Tip City. And those are going to be on Facebook at facebook.com/Barstool Brown Band. The two songs that we just did, as a matter of fact, are going to be the first ones out. Some more songs we're going to be doing tonight are going to be coming out within the week or so. We might make you wait until 4th of July for one of them. We don't know.
Cool. So in talking about this different approach and doing the visual EP, what has that been like sort of pairing your music to visuals since everybody is into video now? And I know some of the work they do at Moon Ranch. It's really, really beautiful stuff. What were you thinking about when you were deciding, you know, how to do that?
Well, we cut a music video there. I guess it was probably 2014 or 15 or somewhere around those lines, and we seem to get a lot more people watching that kind of stuff than we do listening to the album tracks that are way down at the bottom as far as like Bandcamp and everything goes. So what we like to do is we just set up live because we recorded all of our stuff live, just mic'd up. And what we used to do is we'd go back in and redub the vocals in. But this time we just set up, mic'd everything, mixed everything. It's mastered to a certain extent, but you're going to get a sound that you're going to get if you come watch us live. So if you see any of those videos, you're going to either like it or you're not. But if you like it and you come watch us live, you're going to hear what you hear when you see us live. Mm-hmm. Instead of tracking over and over and over and over again and spending all that time in the studio, we said, we'll just put it out there. And if you like it, come watch us live. And maybe you'll like it live too.
Perfect, perfect. Well, and that does avoid the kind of trick with a band like you guys, which is that you have so much energy live. Like, there's so much energy in the studio right now when you're playing. And I know sometimes that can be really hard to muster that in the studio, especially when you're, like, doing redubs and this, that, and the other, to capture that energy. So going, like, live to tape and videotape, it's got to make that make it easier to create that experience for your audience in a digital space.
Yeah, I think so. And we've played together for long enough now that whether we're behind microphones that are recording us or whether we're behind microphones that are just coming out of speakers to an audience, I'd like to think that we have kind of the same chemistry going on with it all. A little bit of beer is involved.
So. It happens. It happens.
Yeah.
Well, and you guys have been together long enough too that I'm sure there's not just the energy, but a level of trust there where you can count on the other guys to sort of bring that energy too and to bolster you and feed off of each other, even if you don't have the audience in the same room, you know, on the other side of the stage with you.
For sure. I think we did like four tracks or five tracks even of a couple ones, and we decided to keep like the second one of them all.
Nice.
So,
nice.
So, you know, and we're not too picky, so that that helps.
It helps. So as you're releasing these videos, you know, kind of a spring summer rollout, what does it look like for you guys in terms of live gigs as we're moving into these warmer months? You hoping to get back on the road again?
Yeah, we're working on getting a Winnebago.
Nice.
We might just have to get a camper for the time being, but we've been using the Dodge Ram to do our touring and traveling in, and it's worked out. It hasn't broke down on it yet, but it's also my work truck.
That makes
so
it a little tricky.
It's kind of for a 3 or 4 piece band. It's you know, it's a step up, but you know, we're working on it.
Yeah, get the full touring fleet ready.
Yeah, we like to I like to give a shout out to the Springwater Saloon in Nashville, Tennessee, the Mag Bar in Louisville, Kentucky, the Melody Inn in Indianapolis. Those are some places that have us back time and time again, and we'll be back there again for sure this summer and this fall. We got some stuff all the way booked up into September at like Tumbleweed Connection and stuff. Run back home and make a couple dollars and
go spend
it again while you're
out on the road.
Yeah, 9 miles a gallon.
Yep. Well, what was it like? You know, you mentioned, you know, going down south and up north and kind of making your debuts in some cities. What's that been like, taking it out to new communities and new audiences?
You know, we've met some of the coolest people that the American Dive Bar has to offer. We were just in Detroit for a couple of days over the weekend and met some great people, some connections to some new venues that we hope to be getting our foot in the door up in there. Ferndale, downtown Detroit, Hamtramck, Michigan. We've got a band out of Detroit coming down to play with us at Oscars. We've also got another band out of Ann Arbor. Is that the Savages?
Yeah.
Ann Arbor coming down to play with us within the next month. So and Steve's little brother that used to play bass in the band now lives up there. So we got kind of a talent scout for us who's being real rock and roll and helping us out with all these kinds of things, name dropping a lot of really cool musicians. So it's been a amazing pleasure.
Heck yeah. And how great too that you can you know, go someplace like Detroit, bring a little Dayton to Detroit, and
Definitely.
Then get some Detroit down here in Dayton.
Absolutely.
I love that, growing the regional music community.
The last guy I spoke to at the Northern Lights Lounge up north said he wanted some Ohio, what did he say? I need some corn-fed Ohio rock and roll in my venue. I said, "Well, we'll do our best."
Nice. Well, you mentioned the show at Oscars that's coming up June 1st. Who's going to be joining you on the stage for that one?
That's going to be the Wild Savages out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and there's also a third slot open, I believe, right now. Don't quote me on that, but if anyone wants to maybe pitch him at me, just message us on our Facebook. We might roll with two bands, but the promoter is still putting that one together. So
cool.
But they're really cool. They're wild fellers, and I'm glad to be sharing the stage with them.
Excellent. And then the next night you're going to be at Hannah's in downtown Dayton. Great newer venue, doing some good work.
Yes, that's correct. I'm excited about that one too, with our friends Crunktown Boogie. We just played with them, was it last Friday, at the Tip City Roller Mill at Scott Lee's album release party. I guess you just had him in here recently.
I did, just last week. Yeah.
Super nice guy. I'm glad to be on that one. Oh, if he's listening, thanks, man.
Yeah, we love that new album. And he mentioned you guys on last week's show.
Nice.
So it's like a little crossover episode happening. And then you guys have a festival down in Hamilton later in June on the 20th. You guys will be playing on the 22nd. Tell us a little bit about Earthshock Festival down in Hamilton.
Well, they're in their second year, and they got a cool stage and a cool tiki bar outside that's going to be open for the whole weekend. We are headliners on the 22nd, which is Friday night. Actually, Steve, right here, our bass player's birthday.
Nice.
And it's going on through Sunday. There's bands, there's drum circles, there's bonfire, there's fireworks, there's food trucks, there's vendors, there's camping, there's fishing. $15 if you're interested in that, Earthshock Music Festival. Message us again through our Facebook. We've got tickets for sale for that one. We've got flyers we've been posting around at all the local bars. And there's going to be 20 or 30 plus acts and bands that are playing on there, and there's going to be models and motorcycles and acoustic music,
everything you can dream of.
Just name it, it's there. Yeah.
Well, we've
that's
got
at Lake Bailey, I think that's called. Nice. Lake Bailey Park and Gun Range, actually.
Wow! Wow!
So, I don't know if there's going to be no guns allowed. I don't think, but
yeah,
on that weekend.
Yeah, that makes sense. We've got a link up to Barstool Brown's Facebook page on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Links there to their upcoming gigs and to the Earthshock Festival 2018. So you can check out that lineup and get your hands on some tickets. What do you think, guys? You want to do some more live ones for us?
Yeah, let's do that.
Heck yeah. We've got Barstool Brown in the house. You can catch them live June 2nd at Oscars in Vandalia with Wild Savages from Michigan. They're going to be at Hannah's in downtown Dayton. Great venue there on June 2nd. And then the Earthshock Festival in Hamilton. That's June 22nd. We've got all these dates and links up to more information and to connect with the band at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. But don't go too far to the internet because these guys have some more live music for you. Take it away.
All right. This song's called Horse Thieves. We'll be right back. horse and you'll die. We'll hang you 10 feet wide. The river's 10 feet wide now. I'm there. Hang you 10 feet high. Oh yeah. This next one here is another little country number we put together. This is one I wrote a couple years back. We just now got around to releasing it, but this will be on one of our videos coming out here very soon. This one's called Keep Me From the Glass. I went and said goodbye. From that glass, a million miles away, that's where I move, just so that I don't into you. Keep me from the woman, keep me from the time, keep me from the pain, all back when she was mine. From that class, oh, she got home. Everything was gone. She shows up drunk on my front lawn. Dear Lord, keep me from that woman. Way back in the time, way back when, back when she was mine. All right, folks, thanks for having us on Why So again. This is going to be our last one. This was called I've Been Out Drinking. And a big shout out to Roby's friend Tyler out there, just so in case he's listening. All right, folks, we'll see you next time. We'll be right back. I've been out drinking. Drinking is half past midnight. Drinking, I'm feeling just fine.
Barstool Brown, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check out their videos. You can find those on their Facebook page, which we've got a link to on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. You can see them live June 1st at Oscars in Vandalia, on June 2nd at Hannah's in downtown Dayton, and on June 22nd as part of the Earthshock Festival. All those links at facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. You guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks again.
Check out new music from Barstool Brown and go see these guys live. They are a lot of fun. We've got all the dates and links to more info at facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. Getting back into the recorded music now. Here's the Mighty Birds.